and welcome to the USC Outsider Podcast. I'm Rick Barbera, and this is Carson Palmer's career.
Snap.
Good one. I was wondering how you were going to do an impression of Carson Palmer's career.
I was wondering what you were going to say.
Snap up in smoke.
Good thing you just signed that great big contract three days before that happened.
He's going to be fine.
Yep. Good for him.
No worries about him.
Fight on, Carson's knee.
That's actually Scott Pitts.
Hi.
Here at the USC Outsider, we don't overthink it. We are not affiliated with the University of Southern California. If you have small children or are listening to us at work, you may want to put on headphones or send the kids out of the room because we tend to swear.
Shit.
There it is. And there's the shit word. There's going to be a lot more because if you have watched the team this year, you know what kind of words have come out of your mouth watching them play.
True, even for those that don't swear, probably.
I'm
just
surprised.
Taking to swearing.
Yeah. I've taken up swearing having watched the team play this year.
Like my father.
Does Rod Pitts, the bravest man on earth, swear when he watches this team play?
He does now.
He always has like a clean mouth.
Yep, he's got a nice mouth.
You know who I'm impressed doesn't just let loose with a "What the fuck was that?" is Pete Arbogast.
Yeah, no shit. You could tell he's been on the verge a couple times.
Oh. I guess he's seen worse years, but then recently, he's just got to be. I mean, he's been pretty supportive of the team this year, listening to him. But
he's a positive guy. I appreciate that.
USC, how the fuck do you do that?
it's been on the tip of his tongue, I think. If you listen to the Sunday morning brunch show, you ever listen to that?
Yeah, I do.
He's a little more. He gets into it a little more.
We've seen him live. We've seen what he looks like.
We've seen the man in person.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Remember the stain he had on his pants?
Yeah. God bless him.
The blood, like in the corner of his mouth.
The wax in his ears.
He'd been in a fight the night before.
Yeah.
Like with his grandfather.
Pulled himself out of the gutter. I like Pete.
Can't sleep at home anymore.
No, he's not allowed.
He's just in a lot of trouble.
Yep.
I don't know this officially.
None of that's true.
We're riffing on the voice of the Trojans, who we don't want to go anywhere.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah, I'd prefer he become the athletic director, actually. I would vote for him over who we have now any day. So let's talk about the USC Trojans.
All right, did we finish all the rules?
Yeah, let's see. We swear a lot. We're not affiliated with the University of Southern California. And listen to us on headphones. Yeah, I think I touched on everything. So we're gonna
wipe before pulling your pants up.
Right before pulling your pants up, make sure she's dead.
Mm.
No, too much, too far.
I said wipe before pulling. Your pants
wipe.
Up.
I said right before you, and I thought you said right before.
Oh, okay.
Well,
this is gonna be a weird one.
You say tomato. Okay.
Oh, boy. We've been off for a week, so here goes.
Yeah, we had a bye week. What did I want to tell you about? I think we wanted to really go
over... We have
over
a magical it. Thursday night game coming up. 6
p.m. What time is that, Pitts?
6 p.m. Pacific, which is the only time that matters. And they're calling it Carmageddon 2 because the traffic getting into that game is going to be awful. There's no tailgating Thursday.
Thank you. Thanks, so, USC, for allowing no tailgating.
It's not USC. Thanks, Pac-12, for scheduling these fucking Thursday night games. USC had nothing to do with it. They didn't have a choice.
You can still tailgate. There's so many restaurants around
there.
Oh,
yeah, sure, of course. But
just come having had.
Not on campus.
Just park. You know, the neighborhood's pretty big.
I think there's no parking on campus either.
No, just park on, like, 30th. I found like, really good places off of, like, I want to say Hoover. There's a few places that they don't even like ticket. You can still find great places really close to where you need to go in.
I say just take the train down there.
Sure. Public transportation.
Yeah, you got that exit right there. Then you can drink all you want.
If you want. I wouldn't even want to go to the game. I really don't care about this.
Yeah, not this
game.
Thursday night
I don't think there's going to be a lot of people. It's Thursday. It's Cal, who's not very, I mean, okay.
Listen.
Before I say Cal's not very good, I should just say, between these two teams, they're not highly ranked. There's no way they're going to be in the playoff. Who gives a shit? It's Pac-12, so I don't think it's going to be, you know, really.
I disagree. I treat every game like a championship game. That's how I see it and feel about it.
Oh.
And I actually think that Cal's got a chance to, you know, upset the Trojans after the way that this season's been going.
100% agree with you. And forgive me if I'm just focusing on the last two games of the season.
Yeah, well, I mean,
because that's where my whole season is now. I'm sorry, guys.
After three losses, the thing to play for, obviously, now is beating those two rivals. So I don't want to look past this game. I don't like Cal by any means. I would love to see them get spanked. I do like their new coach. I think they've got a fine quarterback in Goff.
Mm-hmm.
I think that kid's... I think he's a sophomore, but he's a good
one. Yeah, I don't know if he's a redshirted. I didn't do all my homework on him because I just don't care enough.
He's really good. He's really good. So he scares me a little bit.
But he doesn't. Does he scare you like he's in my? Oh my god, he's in my car, or oh shit, he's in my house in my kid's room, and I didn't know he's there. Is it that kind of fear?
Have you seen his face?
No,
he's like a creepy clown without makeup on.
Creepier than Travis Wilson from Utah, with the mullet the like a hatchet wielding mullet wearing corn grabber.
But he was so slow you could run away from him.
Travis Wilson's a great athlete.
Apparently,
but he does look like a mullet wearing knife or hatchet wielding corn grabber. Quarterback the last game. 44-17 we beat up on Washington State, which we needed to do. Washington State with Mike Leach did, I think, everything they could. We did knock their starting quarterback out, so we did put up 44.
Early, too.
That
was huge.
And we did put up 44, for the most part, on their shitty defense and their second-string quarterback's mistake. But, man, good second-string QB.
Yeah.
I would feel completely relaxed knowing that that's my second-string guy coming in, because if they would have had a defense...
I feel like every quarterback that USC's faced that was second string has been bringing it. And
that guy was good.
So was the Arizona State kid. He was fucking lights out. Certainly.
Yeah, yeah. Him, there's no... And it was just like stepped right in.
Yeah.
Cool as a cucumber, just delivered.
Nobody's afraid of USC anymore.
Well, they shouldn't be. There's no reason to be. Cody Kessler tossed 5 touchdowns, 400 yards passing. Buck Allen, tell me about Buck.
I want to tell you about Cody first.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Cody's on pace for the best single season record for any quarterback in USC history, by the way, right now.
Congrats. Will he beat USC and Notre Dame while he's the quarterback?
That's all that matters.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that matters.
Because Rob Johnson didn't.
Nope.
And he had a fine career in the pros, but he never beat UCLA or Notre Dame.
Dick.
I think he tied. No, maybe he didn't even tie. I think he did tie Notre Dame.
Whatever.
But it was a tie.
Why are you bringing up old shit?
Cody, okay, 5 TDs. He's up for a lot of awards. Great, congrats. Good stuff. 400 yards passing. Buck Allen, 114 yards.
Hey, I still want to talk about Cody.
Oh, sorry, go ahead. I'm sorry. Forgive me.
I think we're lucky to have him. And,
go ahead.
And for USC fans that can't get behind this kid, you've got a problem because he's the reason USC's won a lot of games this year.
He's good. I don't know who you want.
You're not going to get better than him.
He's not calling the plays. He's doing great.
Yeah, he's doing everything he's been asked and then some. So, okay, Buck.
Who shits on Cody Kessler?
Lots of SC fans. He just doesn't get the acclaim that I think some of the other players do, or some of the past quarterbacks.
He's doing the best he can with the idiot coaching he's got.
Okay, Buck Allen.
114 yards.
Nice.
And is now...
on the ground or total?
This was on the ground, okay. Rushing yards, and he got a letter to be considered for the Heisman Trophy this year. That'll take some work. He'll have to really come on strong in the last 3 games to define himself, but I think he's got a future in the pros doing something.
And do you think that if he does not win, which he most likely won't win the Heisman Trophy this year, if he doesn't, do you think that that is bait enough for him to come back next year, or do you think he's gone?
Depends on how hurt he is. And
well, I don't think he's very hurt. I think he's gone, personally. And I don't think he has much left to prove here on this level. So
yeah, he had one great year. And then last year he was phenomenal. There's good guys behind him. He probably doesn't want to waste his best years.
He's graduating.
Yeah, I'd go.
Yeah. I think Buck's the one guy on the team that you got to say, good luck, son. You've earned it.
And I do remember Trey Madden having a similar style and being pretty reliable too. So yeah. There's guys coming up, and that freshman guy, I'm sorry, I forgot his name. He's I like watching him play.
He's still got Justin Davis too.
And
if he Justin can hold Davis. On to the ball.
So Buck is good luck to him. Juju, 3 touchdown catches. Nelson Agholor, 1 touchdown catch, 200 plus yards on the day. And Steven Mitchell, number 7, had a TD catch.
Attaboy, that was cool. Steven. Yeah.
That was cool. He'll get involved.
Do you think that Nelson Agholor felt bad about stepping out of bounds a week before and tried to make up for it this week by going nuts?
He didn't have to, but...
Agreed.
He's not the... Man, if he was beating himself up for that, that's ridiculous.
For stepping out of bounds and losing the game?
So many things went wrong in that.
I agree.
We didn't have Nelson had no help from the coaches in that. I don't know. If he's that hard on himself, he needs to stop.
Sure.
But hey, or if it's gonna yield a TD and 200 plus yards a game catching.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, you fucked up.
Beat yourself
yeah,
up.
Yeah. Fine. Fine.
That's right.
Hate yourself. Hate yourself.
Use your hate.
On the defense. I like our cornerbacks right now, with Kayvon Seymour and Adoree Jackson. I really like that tandem.
Kayvon had a nice game, didn't
they? They seem to be fine.
Yeah,
and that's against passing teams.
Yep,
they seem to they're fine one on one. Their bump and run is good. They play zone well.
I mean, I've seen Kayvon Seymour bumping up his play every week. He gets a little bit better, and I think maybe Adoree Jackson has a little something to do with that. He sees what that kid's doing on the other side, and they're doing it.
Speaking of the cornerback whose name we have not mentioned, Josh Shaw.
Mm-hmm.
You got any info on this guy? What's going on? Has Sark said
anything? Apparently nobody does. If Sark has information on him, he's certainly not saying it, because when asked about Josh Shaw, he said, well, we don't have anything new to talk about there, so... but he's not saying that he's out for the rest of the year, so a lot of people have speculated that maybe Josh Shaw is going to come back for 2 games or 3 games, but I don't see that happening because he would burn that redshirt year, and I don't know.
If the NCAA would grant him a 6th or 7th or 8th year of eligibility after, there's a police investigation involved. This wasn't like
sure.
a...
I think you would have heard something by now, though. I don't know. I think this thing's got to play itself out. Let sleeping dogs lie. We'll see where it's at next season. People are going to forget about this. USC people won't forget about this, mm-mm. but the rest of the country is certainly going to forget about this. And I think maybe we see Josh Shaw back next year.
Just another weird footnote to this season.
Yeah. It just kind of was the first one that started it off.
Let's talk about Leon McQuay had an interception.
He's looked good.
Hayes Pollard had an interception.
He's always looks good.
He's
always looks good.
What? Yeah.
Hayes
always looked good. That's what you were trying to say?
I put them both together.
Oh.
Vodka.
I was impressed
Sorry.
At the fact that we were able to, I think, finish... We were on the road. It was really crappy weather. It was like that playing up there is just weird. I'm grateful that Mike Leach has a job because he runs some great offenses. I don't know what the guy's deal is. I don't know why he can't go out and sort of shore up a good young defensive coordinator. A good, you know, it's all offense, and I'm not sure where it comes from. Why he can't get someone to you know, why they just suck on defense.
I think that starts with...
he doesn't care.
Quality of players is the first thing. Have you ever tried recruiting in the Palouse of Washington? It's in the fucking sticks.
It is. But Price
was able
wants
to do
to
it. Go there.
You know, he was able to...
He had a season or two.
Pull together something. I mean, he did the best. I think now there's got to be a way to do it. I mean... And I would say, yeah, you're right. It sucks, especially in the Pac-12. But people play at Kansas State and worse places. I mean, people play at Iowa.
That's true.
What is there? And Nebraska. What is out? It's in the middle of nowhere. It's like good steak places. and you can party with Warren Buffett.
Maybe it's a good school.
There's, well, come on. Sure. So that's all I got from last time. I was happy to get the win.
Big win. Yeah, it was nice.
I can't remember if I even stayed awake for the end of the game. Was it? No. I did actually. It was an afternoon game.
You got to see it, so that's nice. I didn't. I have the DirecTV. So once again, I was shut out.
Mm-hmm.
So go fuck yourself, Larry. What's his name?
Larry Scott.
Pac-12 commissioner. Make a deal, you stupid asshole. This is on you. And these Thursday night games that nobody fucking watches, these are on you too.
Dear Larry, when you fell asleep with that boy in your bed, I saw. When you tried to cover it up, I also saw. And it was recording. Okay, let's move on. So Cal is 5-4. There's a 6 p.m. kickoff, as we discussed earlier. They only won one game last year, by the way. So they've really improved. Sonny Dykes is a good coach.
Yeah, I agree.
He has been linked to the vacant job at SMU.
Interesting.
And he does have roots in Texas. So
Cal's a better job than that, though, don't you?
Well, that's the thing. It gets him back to... You know, I don't know. There could be Texas money flowing into SMU, and SMU is a private college, so Cal is not, obviously.
Yep.
So there's just some things that might be maybe something that would pull him from you know, here to there. Anyway, that's all I'm saying. So there's been whisperings about him going to SMU. That's all it is at this point.
Okay,
doesn't matter. Last game, they were 45-31 winners over Oregon State, the Beavers.
It's a nice win.
They averaged 42 fucking points a game, which is astonishing.
That scares me a little bit.
Here is the flip side. They're the worst defense in the Pac-12 statistically. And obviously SC should light them up. Well, we're not doing poorly offensively against bad defenses.
Right.
So we may be able to carve them up alive, and they do have to go on the road. So we're playing at home. We may be able to carve them up. There's a chance that facing the Pac-12's worst defense, we'd be able to take advantage and really put some points on the board.
Well, that remains to be seen.
This is the one thing that I think Scott Pitts and anybody who's bothered to listen all year will be surprised at. But I will say I don't think, based on what I've seen in Pac-12 play with USC's defense, and as much as I do think that it could be better, I don't think Cal has faced a defense quite as good as ours.
Interesting.
I do think they haven't seen something. And I say it because of Leonard Williams. And I say it because of the potential of Sua Cravens and Hayes Pillard.
Let's talk about Sua.
Okay.
We had a little scare in Washington State.
Yes. His diaphragm came out.
His diaphragm fell out.
None of that is. I didn't. That's not what happened.
No.
He hurt his knee, and everybody thought it might be serious. Yeah,
we thought it might be a ACL, MCL, any various such things. But apparently, it was a mild sprain, and there's a good There's a good chance he plays in Cal. I say maybe rest him. Don't play him, and if you get in a situation where you might need to put him in, say you're behind and say Cal is threatening you, then maybe put him in. But why not give him a rest? Get him ready for these rivalry games.
I'm with you. There was a good article on Reign of Troy about saving him or the question of saving him, and I think maybe that's a good idea. See if they really need him. Let him get out there, play at game speed against an opponent to really test the knee. But then, you know, yank him, give him some rest, because he can get plenty of reps against UCLA Notre Dame coming up. Oh, yeah.
Gonna need him.
I say win or lose. We don't necessarily need this win. We're not in the playoffs. We're not going to be in the championship. Just
agreed.
Play him sparingly and then save him for the glory wins.
You know, you win this game this week, though, and maybe some things happen to the teams in front of you, and SC maybe gets back in the top 25 here this weekend. And that makes that matchup against UCLA all that more tasty.
They're already feeling it. They get a bye week, so the Bruins are already saying, SCSC, here we go.
Of course, they're lucky.
2 years in a row. They won
3 years in a row, my friend. Yeah.
Probably, yeah. Most likely it's going to be 3 years in a row.
No, it'll be...
Assholes.
Four if they win this year?
Three.
It'll be three.
Three.
Yeah, those fuckers.
Pricks.
They get to play SC at home.
Oh, yeah.
They also get a bye week going into the game.
Oh, yeah. They're
although SC gets a little bit of a longer rest.
Yeah, we get 48 extra hours.
So that's nice. But those fuckers, it always works out for them. The second string quarterback plays against everybody, and then first string quarterback plays against everybody, goes down 1 week before UCLA gets him.
Sure.
And then they get the backup.
Mm-hmm.
It always happens. It's the same old story. It never fails. But that's going to be a fun one. I think SC could actually beat him this year.
And I'm sorry for looking ahead.
Yeah, I don't want to look ahead, but...
The quarterback for... since they both have the same fight zone, Cal and UCLA,
it'll be like a warm-up.
The quarterback for Cal is Jared Goff. He's a stud. The defense is going to have its hands full.
Yep.
He's thrown 27 touchdowns with only 4 interceptions. This is a great, intuitive quarterback. He can hurt you in the air. He's not afraid to run. He's smart, intelligent, goes through his reads quickly, delivers fast, and is definitely going to be like an Aaron Rodgers at the next level if he continues. He's just a sophomore, guys.
That's a good comparison.
This dude is good. Good dude. He threw 7 touchdowns against Colorado, much like our guy. You know, this is not a guy to play around with. Sadly, he's got, for his support, the fucking Pac-12's worst defense. But he does have, he's got a good running back. Let me get these guys in here. Where are they?
I see them.
No, that's too bad. I wrote all the supporting cast down, and then, no, here we go.
I see them. They're right there.
Daniel, running back Dan. I can't believe I...
Can't read your own writing?
Can't read my own writing. Well, he's got
Daniel something.
Yeah, that's Daniel something. That's all I gotta say. He's got... the thing is, they can hurt you on the ground. They can hurt you in the air. They've got some guys who can make plays. Some receivers are hurt for Cal, but most of them are not. And look for him to come out throwing... running, their rushing has been very consistent this year. They've been able to score points on the ground. Like I said, you're scoring over 30 points a game. You've got to be doing something right on offense.
That's right.
And if your defense can't back it up and just nets you 5 wins, there's obviously something you got to look into for your defense if you're Cal. The Arizona, they lost 45-49 at Arizona.
Was the toughest game they played.
And then inexplicably they lost 31-7 at Washington. By the way, this UCLA game, when they played them up in Cal, they only lost by a couple points, and they were angry.
Gave them all they could handle.
Oregon beat them 59-41, and that's with the man.
That's Oregon.
That's just Oregon. So I'm thinking that we will get past Cal. Might be like I don't know. Let's say. 40.
Want to write this down?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
6 times 7. 42.
42.
USC.
USC.
Twenty-seven Cal.
And that's Rick's prognostication.
Yep.
Okay. I think it's going to be a little tighter than that. I'm going to say... 35. Yeah, I like 42. Maybe, how about 45? I'm going to go 45. Haderi gets in there.
Oh, yeah, and he kicked well against Washington State. Made an appearance, his groin is healed.
He missed an extra point, though, didn't he? Yeah. USC 45.
What a fucking circus this year. What a circus this
39.
Year.
39. How about that? And Cal charges down the field at the end of the game to beat USC, but USC's defense finally makes a stand and beats them. How about that?
Write that down.
I wrote it down. Last minute stand.
What? And why would you kick off at 6 p.m.?
USC.
Why wouldn't you just have the game? Oh, it's Thursday. That's why.
Yeah. It's Thursday. Now, that being said, the outcome of this game is going to determine the times for the USC-UCLA game. There's four possible slots for that game, one of them being 12:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. on ABC, ESPN, or ESPN2. Another possibility is 1 p.m. on Fox Sports, and I imagine that will happen if USC loses this week.
Mm, yeah.
That'll probably be the loser's bracket spot. Also, in the loser bracket spot, if USC or UCLA loses, or they have a bye, right? Yeah.
UCLA has a bye.
4 p.m. on ESPN2.
But Notre Dame did lose to ASU last week.
They got their fucking asshats handed mm-hmm. to them. So
go ahead. Go ahead.
We can talk about that. I know you want to.
No, no, I don't. I'm happy about it, but I don't want to talk about it. I
think if USC wins and they get back in the top 25, there's a good chance for the 5 p.m. ABC game.
No.
You don't like that
one? No, I want it to be early. Because if we get beat again, I want my day ahead of me. I don't want to, like, oh, I'm depressed. It's the night. It's dark.
Oh, I like that better. Then I can just go to sleep and feel better about myself 7 days later.
So it'd be 5 p.m. on ABC?
That's one of four possible scenarios.
What do you think it's going to be?
I think when USC wins and they get to number 22 in the nation and UCLA is like, what, number 16, 17, something like that. Where are they now? I don't even know. I think it's probably going to be either the 12:30 p.m. or 5 p.m. So that's where I think it's going to be.
What has it been the last 2 years? Whatever it's been the last 2 years, I don't want it to be.
I know it's been later in the afternoon. Last year was like 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock.
Because that was over at your place the last couple of years, I think.
Well, last year I was up at Santa Barbara, but I had a whole day ahead of me. And
that was 2 years ago I was at your place?
Yeah, I took my kids to the zoo last year, the whole thing. I was wearing my gear. I thought we were going to beat them, and we just got demolished.
Yeah, it was embarrassing. Beat the shit out of us.
Yeah. So I'm kind of hoping for a 12:30, 1 o'clock game as well. 1 o'clock would suck because it's Fox Sports, but those guys are the worst.
And
unless they want to give us a job.
Sure.
Yeah, that'll happen.
I accept.
Sure.
There's got to be better coaching at SC.
Let's talk about that. An interesting thing happened this week.
Go ahead.
There was a article, an interview.
The fuck was that ding? Was that you?
It wasn't me.
I turned my phone off.
Is that your wife? Vibrate.
No, it could be.
It's embarrassing. Ed Orgeron was interviewed this week.
Coach O.
And said that he feels like the door is always open to coming back to USC. Obviously, a lot of things would have to happen.
Make it... okay.
Make it so number one?
Yeah.
Seriously. I know a lot of USC fans that would be happy if Coach O came back in any capacity.
Me.
I say bring him back as the D-line coach.
Yes.
And I don't know that he's defensive coordinator material, but put him as the D-line coach, but give him any fucking title he wants, like assistant head coach head coach
emeritus
or something. I don't know. Something like really juicy and pay him a shit ton of money.
Yeah.
And get that fucker back in the locker room. Get him back recruiting kids back here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's...
And I think that I am not alone in that assessment.
Yeah, and maybe he can convince Wilcox to blitz more.
Yeah. Maybe.
Well, you know, we've been close in a lot of games. Maybe we wouldn't have been close if you would have blitzed more. Well, then, you know, the defense would have... So many arguments that you can make. Like, they...
How about getting conservative on offense?
The conservative offense, conservative defense. Well, we don't want to do this because of the matchups. Well, we don't want to do this because, you know, if we do that, we expose young secondary.
They've got an excuse for everything.
It's a really good excuse.
Every time.
And the other thing is, all right, we've been close in games, and you're a new coaching staff. I go back to what I've said before about this coaching staff. We're paying you too much money, and it just, you know, taking risks right now as a young coaching staff, people would respect you more if you took more risks.
Absolutely.
So
take some risks.
What I'm saying is, I know I'm not a coach.
If you take a risk and you miss out and you blow it, you could say, hey, you know what? I was going for it. I learned from my mistake.
I've watched
and chalk
games.
That up to being a young coach.
Yes.
Fucking, they're doing the opposite. They're trying to be like, I'm an experienced guy. I think I know what I'm doing here. And maybe we got a little too conservative, but we'll fix that here in practice this week.
I've been with you you've looked at me when I've been livid and you've just like, you know what? I like the call. It was aggressive. You know, they go for it on fourth down. It's aggressive. So then the flip side of that is, are you happier watching a coach sit there and say, you know, we just don't have the horses. We didn't like the matchup, so we decided to play it safe. Or do you like the coach that says, you know what? We wanted to win this game. We rolled the dice. It didn't work our way this time, but it's going to work our way, soon.
Yeah.
We're going to develop the killer instinct and get after him. I don't think Sark has that in him. That's not really in his soul.
And that's
by the way, I'll eat those words if he
absolutely
somehow musters a fucking win against UCLA and Notre Dame, which I don't think he can. But
I think he can beat one of them. Which one remains to be seen.
I don't see which one.
Yeah.
I don't know which one he could pull it out of his ass for. He's just not. He can recruit,
Well, let's see what happens when he does recruit.
Carroll took care of UCLA his first year.
Yes,
and
he did.
He barely lost to Notre Dame on the road.
They had a shitty team.
It wasn't terrible. I don't remember. He did have Carson Palmer.
Yep.
Like, that's the thing. He had Carson. He had some good guys. He had less talented guys.
He had Palomalu.
He had less talented guys overall than the team that's there now. Because the team that's there now has Carroll,
he had
Power,
more guys though,
and Kiffin, and I don't even know them. So it's speculative. Oh, you know what?
What?
We're over.
What?
Yeah, we're
all done.
Been talking forever.
All right.
Well, you guys need to get on with your busy lives.
You know what happens then?
What?
Well, what do you always say to me?
Do you have something to add, by the way?
No, I think we've.
I didn't mean to cut you off.
No.
I
can talk UCLA and Notre Dame all day long, but we'll save that for another week.
We got to see if we're going to have any special guests calling in.
Yes, we do.
For the UCLA and Notre Dame games.
Yes, we do.
In the next 2 weeks. And we have to see if I'm right about this coaching staff and they can't.
Well,
like,
I hope you're wrong.
We don't blitz at all, by the way. We don't fucking blitz at all, which was brought up to Sarkisian and Davis this week by multiple people who write for scout.com. Is it scout.com? Is it trojans.com?
I see it was somewhere towards the bottom in the Power 5 or something. And blitzing.
Conquest Chronicles brought it up to him. And it was on his breakdown today on the USC Rips It blog. You guys don't blitz too much. You know you guys don't blitz too much. And an excuse was made. Let's see what happens. And we're possibly landing a rover on a comet tomorrow.
That's true.
Fight on.
Fight on.